Jimmy's gonna park for you. Jimmy's gonna park his Daewoo. Now it's a Corolla that he drives daily. That's true.
Yeah, all week we've asked the question 131060. Give us a call if you think you are a good parker. You do that, you win yourself a car park. Then Jimmy, as the show's best parker, will park in a spot. Whichever person is allocated that spot, they will win the tickets. We are moments away from doing the first park and live from his Corolla down in our car park right now. Jimmy, have you got me, mate?
Certainly do, mate. I can actually, if I look outside my windshield, I can see you up in the studio.
Oh, you can see me because I can't see you. I mean, I'm driving the ship down here. You're driving a car.
Yeah, but
we're both driving.
You're looking at all the buttons and stuff. But no, I am. I'm sitting in my car in the car park with producer Grace. She's next to me.
Yep, we're here.
We've
thanks,
we're
Grace,
excited.
For clarifying.
I'm excited to.
No worries. Just needed an extra.
I just want people to know how safe Grace is, Nath. We got in the car and not even a second had passed, and she already put a seatbelt on.
Sitting in a car without a seatbelt on, so I am all buckled up, ready to go.
Also, we've managed to attach the phone. We're videoing this as well to the steering wheel. Now I don't know how that'll go while we're parking, but at the moment that's how we're gonna film everything.
Well, Jim, the advantage of your parking ability is you don't normally need to turn the steering wheel that much, do you? Because you go in straight away, which is why we picked you.
Yeah, it's all about the angles, mate. So, I'm thinking I'll be fine with the phone on the wheel, on the steering wheel. But if it does fall off, producer Grace can just pick it up and keep filming.
Keep filming.
Right, okay.
So, and also, just so everyone knows, safety first. Producer Grace will be holding my mic during the parking, so I will have both my hands on the wheel.
Absolutely. Well, Jim, can you?
I'm the safety officer.
Can you tell the safety officer that this isn't about her? We're talking to the parker.
Sorry, mate, there's a bit of a delay down here as well on the car park, the studio, even though you're only technically about 10 or 15 metres away.
Jim, can you set the scene for us? What does the arena, the Amy Park Arena, look like?
We're on Melville Street in the city, where the Hit 100.9 studios are. This is where the staff park. I just want to apologise to all the staff because this morning we said they had to park elsewhere so we could play a little game. A lot of people in the office are currently very angry at us, but hey, it's funny, isn't it, Amy Park? So, no, look, there's not many cars around. There are some cars. I'm just trying to figure out what park I want to park in because, obviously, that I don't know who's in what park, but that's how we're going to figure out the winner.
Absolutely. Well, we are going to go to song. When we come back, James is going to be parking. I don't know why I called you James. Sorry, that's weird.
James?
Yeah, that's weird.
Wow.
Maybe because
is it because I'm not in the studio? Are you wigging out?
Yeah, I think it feels weird. I don't know. Something about parking and responsible instead of Jimmy, I should call you James. I don't know why I went for mum there. That's weird.
No, you're right. You're so right. James is parking this morning. Jimmy will be back in the studio shortly.
Now, our four contestants for this first instalment of Amy Park is Megan from Warrane, Luke from Rokeby, Jonathan from Colton, and Amber from Glenorchy. When we come back from the song, Jim, you're going to be parking in one of those spots, mate, and one of those people will be taking home the first Amy Shark tickets. Are you right to stay there as we play some Eminem, buddy?
I certainly am, mate. I'm going to put my seatbelt on now.
All right. When we come back, Jimmy's going to be parking in one of these spots and we'll be giving away our first Amy Shark tickets with Amy Park. It's Jimmy Nath on Hit. Good morning. Yeah, the game is called Amy Park. All week we've been giving people car spots. Jimmy, as the show's designated parker, is live down in the car park right now. Jim, have you got me? Can you hear me?
Certainly you have, mate. I've got you loud and clear. I've pulled my car out of my car park at work. There are four car parks ahead of me, about 20, 25 metres away on my right-hand side. There is a car pulling in behind me, actually, live as we speak, so I'm going to have to move.
I thought we had traffic officers stopping this, no?
No, they're all in front of me. This car doesn't know what it's doing.
Oh, no.
This is actually... I'm going to reverse back into my actual car park.
Oh, no, we've had an incident already. Oh, we haven't even started yet. This might blow out.
Pull forward into that one. Yeah. No, that's all right.
I forgot to say, producer Grace is also down there, of course, safely holding the microphone for Jimmy as he parks the car. Jimmy, you tell me when you're ready.
I've had to pull into a car park.
Okay. But yeah, this car park person was not...
We also know that person isn't a hit listener because very confused and very angry right now.
Yeah, and I'm not kidding you. They nearly. I'm not. This is not a joke, mate. They nearly parked in one of the designated AAMI park. Didn't they, Grace? Look.
Okay. They did. They did.
So there's
a lot going on down here right now.
Are they out of the way now? We didn't plan for this to happen.
No, they are out of the way. So we're back on.
Okay, you're back on. Well, let me know when you're about to start parking. You're just reversing out now, are you?
Yeah, no, I'm back in the runway, in the driveway. Again, the parks are probably now about 10, 15 metres away from me on my right-hand side.
Right, before we start, our finalists today, Jonathan from Colton, Megan from Warrane, Amber from Glenorchy, Luke from Rokeby. Jim, I'm going to throw down to you right now, and you take away the first AAMI Park and let us know who is winning these tickets. Over to you.
Right, mate, I am slowly driving now. I just want to remind people I'm filming this and the phone is attached to the steering wheel. Grace can provide some commentary.
It looks great. It's a great angle for everyone.
Not the phone.
So we're coming up to the AAMI Park car parks. Looks like we're going for car park number one, which is a good number. Feels like a good number for the first lot of AAMI Shark tickets.
Yeah, I'm going to be going for number one, Nate, because it's the only car park next to a car.
All right, I might put some suspense on as you guys are nearing the car park.
Yes. It does show some skill.
Okay, so you've
he's
picked
reverse parking as well.
He's picked.
He's not just nose in.
One of the more difficult parks. Park one.
Because he's a bit of a show off as well.
Oh, we know that. We know that.
No. I might straighten up.
Just straighten up
a little bit.
There's some really good handwork going on here with the wheel. It's that little thing where you put your palm on it and just rotate the wheel, which I can't do. So it's actually quite impressive to watch.
Grace, are you feeling comfortable with Jimmy's parking ability so far?
I am, actually. I feel very safe.
Of course.
I've completely butchered this. I've run over two cones.
Oh, no. What are you doing? Mate, you're supposed to be the show's best parker.
The cones are too close together, mate. The cones are too close together. I'm not going to lie. There was no way I was going between those. Whoever set up the cones has done this to absolutely stitch me up.
All right.
Because the cones were inside the white lines.
This is quite straight. You've rectified it.
Okay. Are you in the car park, Jim? Are you in the AAMI Park?
Mate, I could not have parked that any better. I am bang in the middle of it. I'm going to get out of the car now to see who our winner is. Grace is handing me the microphone.
Okay, he's getting out of the car park right
mate,
now.
Mate, I've lost my headphones. I can't hear you at the moment.
Here, stick it in.
I've also run out of suspenseful music.
Suspenseful music.
Nailed it. These cones are too close together, ladies. We'll chat about this later. It was an absolute stitch up.
All right, Jim.
All right, Nate.
The first winner
in AAMI Park 1... The winner is Amber from Glenorchy!
Is the winner. All right, Jim, I've got her number. I've got her number right here. She's listening along. Let's call her right now and you can let her know, okay? Let's call Amber from Glenorchy.
Okay. Give her a call.
She's calling.
Hello?
Hi, is that Amber?
Yes, it is.
Amber, I've got Jimmy down in a car park at the moment. He just needs to tell you something, if that's okay?
Yeah, sure.
Jimmy, over to you, mate.
Amber, you're not listening to the radio right now, are you?
No, I was about to turn it on.
Oh, you've just missed me absolutely nail my park. And I've pulled into AAMI Park number one, which means Amber from Glenorchy, and I think that's you. You're winning a double pass to AAMI Shark.
Are you serious?
You won it, Amber! Amber, Park one was yours. You have won our first AAMI Shark tickets with AAMI Park. How do you feel?
This is amazing. Thank you so much.
Now, Amber.
Amber, sorry, just quickly, why did you think we were calling you?
Well, I don't know. I thought you can't.
Amber?
You need to say it first.
You needed us to say it first. You thought maybe we were calling you to say that it wasn't in your car park.
Unfortunately, yep. You've missed out. Yeah.
Yeah, we're not that courteous, mate, but congratulations. All right, we are going to be doing it again just after 8:30. Jim, do you want to have a refresher with the girls setting up the cones to make sure you don't hit them next time, or maybe you just need to park a little better?
Yeah, no, the girls are stitching me up. They've all given me the wink. They knew they were doing the cones, mate. The cones were in bloody in front of the car park. There was no way I could have got in.
All right, that was our first AAMI Park after 8:30. We are doing it once more.
Jimmy's gonna park for you. Jimmy's gonna park. He's Daewoo. That's a Corolla that he drives daily. That's true. Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, Amy Shark is coming back to Hobart next year, performing on the Rest Point Lawns. Of course, it's all for her Cry Forever tour. We've been giving people the opportunity to win these tickets all week by calling us and letting us know if they are a good parker. They'll then get a car spot. And Jimmy's already done it once this morning. We'll park in one of these designated car spots. Jim, you are live in the car park right now, mate. Have you got me loud and clear?
Certainly do, mate. Sitting in my car again with producer Grace, who I've never met someone in my entire life that puts a seatbelt on. It's like she gets in the car, she hasn't even finished sitting in the seat, but somehow the seatbelt's already on.
Because, you know, click-clack front and back.
Safety first for producer Grace, Jim.
Safety first.
It's a great quality to have. I'm just saying, I've never met anyone as quick as yet. Like, as quick, you're very quick. You're speedy.
Jim, I'm speedy on the seatbelt.
Jim, as the best parker in the show, I mean, that is the reason you are driving the car. Does she make you nervous? I'm always nervous when I have someone like producer Grace in the car. You know, someone who's always very safety first, kind of like a backseat driver. Does that effect happen to you?
Look, producer Grace has done such a great job. She's planned the whole show this morning because you and I were out doing the cricket yesterday. But when we got in the car, Grace, and I turned the car on, do you want to say to Nath what happened?
Oh, I panicked because Nath turned the car on. I mean, Jimmy turned the car on. I don't even know who's who. And the static in my ears got real loud and it scared me. So I screamed.
Oh, she screamed. See, this is what I'm worried about.
I turned the car on and she screamed. I'm like, well, you're not a great passenger to have when I'm trying to concentrate.
All right, Jim. So we're going to go to some ads. And when we come back, mate, there are four more parking spots that you get to choose from. Our finalists are Anna from Margate, Scott from Berrydale, Alicia from Richmond, and Katie from Sanford. How's the scene looking? Are there any hazards? Last time we had some cones and some wind. How's the scene looking at the moment out there in the parking arena?
Well, no, I'm back in my usual car park, so I can't see anything.
Oh, so it's
just
a surprise.
Just me and Grace sitting in the car. I'll have to give you an update when we come back.
All right, when we come back, the final tickets to Amy Shark will be won with Amy Park. Jimmy will be parking in somebody's spot. Stick around, we'll do it next. Now, believe it or not, Jimmy is live down in the car park. He's going to park in somebody's spot. That person will win the tickets. Jim, you're not going to believe this, but you're about 10 metres away, but we might be a little bit hard to hear. Can you hear me live from your car, from the car parking arena?
Yeah, I'm sitting in my car with producer Grace. She is holding the microphone so I can use both hands to park, which is important when parking well. But yeah, mate, we're like right underneath the studio at the moment. That's where we are.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, Jim, last time there were a few issues with the cones. You hit one of the cones because we did do this earlier. There was a little bit of wind. How are you feeling now? More confident or less confident?
No, I'm more confident. I'm actually, before I tried to pin myself up against a car, because there was only one car I could park against, but I did hit the cones twice. So now this challenge to me is cone both sides. I'm going to conquer the cones.
All right, so you've got
and, four. When I get out of the out of the car to find out who the winner is, I will also apologise to their lovely fun and games department, who are amazing at what they do. And obviously, I was joking, saying that they put the cones in the wrong position.
All right, Jim, there are four car spots to pick from. We've got Anna from Margate, Scott from Berrydale, Alicia from Richmond, and Katie from Sanford. Mate, I'm going to hand over to you and producer Grace in the arena so you can Amy Park away, all right?
Yeah, mate. No, I've already started driving. Sorry, I didn't know I wasn't supposed to start yet. I'm just checking out the parks.
Right.
I think I know which one I want.
Oh, we nearly hit a pole then.
I didn't hit it.
Did the fun and games department put a pole in the way?
No. I didn't hit it. It's only things. There's none of this like half thing. Oh.
All right, we're coming into car spot number three. By the looks of things, we're doing another.
I've had to have another go at it, mate. I've had to actually pull back out and have another go. I'll tell you what, the cones make parking really hard. I'm just going to say it. If you've ever had to park with cones, you know what I'm talking about. If you haven't had cone parking.
So, producer Grace, has he picked a spot?
Yeah, it looks like we are reverse parking into park number three. I feel like it would have been really easy for him to just go nose in, but that's not the kind of parker Jimmy is.
No, he wants to show
Jimmy
off
likes
his
it
reverse
hard.
Parking. All right, we've picked our park. He's parking.
Number three, we're in it. All right, Jimmy, take the mic.
We're in number three. We're in number three.
How good was my park though, Grace?
It was actually pretty good.
Nailed it and didn't hit the cones.
How was that? Did I hit the cones? No. All right, just a quick apology to Bonnie, Chelsea and Mariam.
you didn't put the cones too close together earlier. I admit that I hit the cones and that was some bad parking. I'll be honest, I forgot the cones were there. That's complete honesty.
All right, Jim.
All right, I've gone with Park 3, Nath.
Okay.
Here it is. Let's have a look. The winner of our double pass to see Amy Shark next year in Hobart goes to Anna from Margate.
Anna from Margate, you've gone with. All right, Jim, I've got her number right here. Let's call Anna from Margate. Hopefully she was listening to tell her that she just won the tickets.
Let's give her a call.
Here she comes.
Hopefully she's very excited.
Hopefully she answers.
Hopefully she answers.
Hello.
Hi, is that Anna from Margate?
Sure is.
Hello, Anna. It's Nate from the Jimmy Nay Show. How are you?
I'm good.
Hey, Anna,
are you calling me with some good news?
I'm not telling you anything, Anna, because Jimmy is live from our work car park right now because, of course, we are doing Amy Park. Jim, I'll hand you over to Anna.
Anna, you are you listening to the radio show right now?
I sure am. Did you park in my park?
Yep, so
I
parked in your park, and I know you can't see it, but I have absolutely nailed it. I am a great park. I reckon if you got a ruler out, I reckon both sides are about the same.
Anna.
All right, sorry, it's not about me.
It's not about me. She's won the tickets.
Congratulations. You won Amy Shark tickets.
You've won a double pass to see Amy Shark. Now, I know Jimmy thought maybe you might have been more excited about how much you nailed the park, or are you more excited about the tickets? Which one?
Well, look, I'm pretty excited about both, but you can't go past a good Amy Shark ticket concert.
Anna, be very careful. I can pull out of this park and go to another one. There's plenty of other people.
Want more Jimmy and Nath? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.